There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. We are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Big 3 hours lined up today. We have Josh Applebaum, VSiN betting analyst, in 30 minutes. Nigel Seeley, the red hot Nigel Seeley, with some soccer bets in an hour. Dave Campo, former Cowboys head coach and Jags assistant head coach, on the show. And Mike Palm, he is the VP of where we broadcast from every single day, coming up in studio later on. Paulie, as is the case, you know, every season in the NFL pretty much this week, you're going to get plenty of news, and we got a lot of it yesterday and last night, and I'm sure it's going to continue into this morning with the coaching stuff. And we'll begin with the Chargers in Los Angeles, where, again, we don't think they're making the right move, but we're not going to sit here and tell you that we're surprised, that it appears as if their head coach, Brandon Staley, is going to keep his job. This is always a telltale sign, right? When the coach and the staff and the organization says, yeah, you know what, we're going to fire the OC. Like, it's his problem. It's totally his fault. But we're going to bring a lot of the other, you know, parts of the staff back. This is pretty telling to me. And it makes a lot of sense that Joe Lombardi had to go. Good tweet from Payton Insider, who's a pro sports bettor. Herbert, he's got a cannon for an arm. He ranked 50th out of 52 qualified quarterbacks in air yards. He's 6'6". He's getting passes batted down at the line of scrimmage because the passes are so short. How do you design these type of plays?
Yeah.
Right? It makes no sense.
Yeah. The fact that he turned into Charlie Checkdown was ridiculous. You also didn't have Allen and Williams on the field together at the same time for much of the season. But you also had an opportunity to maybe get Sean Payton, which I think he jumps at the job,
yeah,
if offered. And he wasn't the only one to go. The quarterback coach was right behind him. So that was kind of do this and you can keep your job. But I know you have something here from Jim Trotter, who said they were, trust me, I know what they're going to do. They're not going to get rid of Staley. I know this organization. But I think they made a mistake. Now you can just say, well, the quarterback coach and the OC was the problem. But come on, this guy's a big problem. And how he treated Week 18, what Lombardi said about his defensive background, everything. His last week was horrific, what he did. Yep. And to me, I can't trust the guy moving forward. And the most asinine comment and the most asinine thing he's done maybe in the last 2 weeks was, I don't know how to properly rank in order of importance on my roster who's most important.
Yeah, the value of my own
players.
That's
crazy. That comment's crazy.
Yeah, how do you do that? You can't do that. I only have 48 players on game day. What am I supposed to do? I got to play my starters. Really? The same week, again, Brian Daboll's out there playing the backups because he doesn't have to or doesn't want to go with his starters because he doesn't want to risk injury. And say what you want about his decision-making so far 2 years in as the head coach. You can argue all day long. I mean, I know some people who love it. Other people can't stand the fourth down stuff. He's changed his mind over the years. I think by far now the number one decision that takes the cake is what you just said. You cannot sit there playing Mike Williams and other starters late in a meaningless game. He gets hurt. He's carted off the field. And then you're still playing guys like Herbert and Allen deep into the game, the same exact game. And then you come out and say during the playoffs, well, it's rest versus reps. What are you talking about, man? You completely...
Yep.
But you brought up Jim Trotter, who has covered the Chargers for like 20 years. And he was on this a couple of days ago, and he goes, this is not what I would do. I'm telling you what the organization is going to do. And he said, I don't believe they're going to fire Brandon Staley. I think they're going to get rid of assistants around him. And that's what they did. He also said, I believe that Sean Payton has never been a serious consideration because the team has never given serious consideration to firing Staley.
Yeah.
And then he gets into how they've always loved having draft capital, and they don't want to risk giving up picks to get a new head coach.
Cheap owner. And
he points out that that might not be the case.
They also held, I disagree, but they also were stubborn with Norv Turner. I mean, even the local media back was like, well, who are you going to get? Who are you going to get? I mean, this was, they were underachieving every year. This is the same thing every year with the Chargers. Yeah. They underachieve.
Right.
And going back to San Diego and going 13-3 and 1-done in the playoffs.
They could get, let me see here. You've had one of the best rosters in football for the most part for like the last 15, 20 years. And you could live in San Diego and now L.A. and be the head coach. And you've had good quarterback play the entire time. Yeah, boy, that's not desirable at all to anybody.
You know, when you watch him do interviews, halftime, sideline reporter, meet with the media, how did this guy blow somebody away in an interview?
Oh, I know it.
Really?
I know, yeah.
That's the other thing. Remember, they say that Bieniemy doesn't interview well. Tony Dungy didn't interview well, all these guys. Who did he knock over with his cliches and absurd comments from time to time?
Always talking in cliches, but I'll tell you, I'm going to go for it on fourth down. I like it. I'm going to go on fourth and three at my own 29-yard line. I'm going to blow you away with that.
Yep.
Also, did not take long for the Buccaneers to go into action, huh?
Oh, my God. My God, they probably told Leftwich after the game, pack your stuff, get out of here. My God, Leftwich gone? How about this? Not only was Leftwich let go, they wanted to get rid of him in the middle of the season, but changed their minds. Oh, my God.
Well, can you blame them?
And that's, some of his talk about bad press conferences and not getting it. Last year, this guy was going to get a head coaching job. I thought he was going to get the Jacksonville job. And now he's let go and had a horrible year with Tampa. And we know Brady didn't care for his offense and what they were running. But that didn't take long either.
So when you have a miserable year like this, and the offense was just that. I mean, they were, you can even watch their games. They were so bad. Is that guy going to be up on the list of, hey, we got to go get Byron Leftwich to be our new OC?
Yeah.
Like, it's a pretty quick fall from grace, what you just said.
Oh, sure.
His name was in circles last year to get a head coaching job. Didn't happen, and now he's whacked by the Bucs as the OC?
Well, that'll do it. His stock is...
way down right now.
Oh, sure. Just watch a press conference.
When a guy, EPA?
EPA, yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's about scoring. Yeah, look at our yards. I know we're not... He actually said, I know we're not scoring. All you guys talk about is scoring. Well, yeah, that's kind of a big deal. But there's definitely a fall from grace there as well. What do you think is going to happen with these other jobs? Arizona and what could happen with all these openings?
Well, do we definitely want to cross Harbaugh off the list now?
Yes.
He can't change his mind again in the next 2 weeks? This guy? And I guess this is going to be rinse and repeat with him. Hey, next year, Michigan, they get beat in the playoff again. And Harbaugh, I might dabble in the NFL.
Yeah.
I love Michigan.
I felt there was something contract related anyways.
Do you think that, and we'll have plenty of guests on for the next 3 days leading into these games, including some former players and stuff, but is there anything to this maybe with DeMeco Ryans and Dan Quinn?
I think so.
The DC's here in the 49ers-Cowboys game. They're interviewing like all week long.
Yeah, this is nothing new, but I agree with Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. There's got to be a better way. You're getting ready for the biggest game of the season, and your assistants are interviewing for jobs all over the place. Then maybe you say, no problem, do it on Zoom, whatever, but then knock a few of these out. But still, you are taking away your focus and preparation from the upcoming opponent. And even if it's an hour, I think it's a big deal. Mm. I want to see what Campo says coming up.
Oh, he's a great guy to ask
today. Sure. And I want to ask you this, too, because Bet Rivers put the prop up. What do you do? They said they came out and they backed him. Would you get a new kicker? And how do you treat this if you're the Cowboys with Maher Sunday? This is fascinating. The prop is already up at Bet Rivers. Will Maher miss an extra point? Yes, is plus 250.
Well, I mean, every... Come on, Paul. How do you think people are going to bet that prop? every person.
Oh, yeah, give them the plus money. Yeah,
every person's going to take the plus money. Yeah, right. Oh, okay. So what are the better options? Do you want to go get Morton Anderson? He tweeted after the game.
Get Morton Anderson. I'm
available. I can come out of retirement.
What?
He's in his 60s. Would that work? Like Maher, I mean, it's one game. I get it. It was really, really bad.
It's five in a row.
Peyton Manning, it was hilarious watching the Manning cast because I thought he was going to rifle the football through the camera.
I know. Yeah, he got
at
up.
One point.
He got up. He was so mad. He wasn't the only one. Dak threw his helmet down. We got to go for bleeping too.
But the weather in Santa Clara appears to be better this week, right? And that field in Tampa was extremely choppy, and you could notice that right away in the game. I would chalk it up to that more than anything else.
Mitch, it's upstairs.
I don't know.
He's got the little man on his shoulder talking to him.
That probably didn't help to miss four, but I don't.
Five. Remember Washington.
I know that. I'm talking about the one game, though.
But sure.
So you put no stock into the grass and how bad it was.
Little bit. Here's what I'm saying.
It looked like you were out there with a pitching wedge.
It's terrible. He wasn't even close. That's the thing. It's a mental game. It's like golf. He wasn't even close. Right? So what happens if he misses his first kick Sunday?
I think
you have
to
abort the whole thing.
I think he'll be okay. Well, no, does that change the strategy then for McCarthy?
You have to indulge me on this discussion. I'm saying that you can just say you'll be fine. I'm not yelling at you. I'm saying you might be right. I'm saying the what-if scenario is fascinating.
No.
If he comes out and shanks his first kick, you have to go for two the rest of the game. You got to go for it fourth down. You can't trust this guy.
That completely changes the game, though, Paul.
I know, but you can't trust him.
You got to go for two every single time.
You can't leave points out there from the two-yard line as opposed to him with a 33-yard adventure. He wasn't even close.
And then what happens when you miss the first two-point conversion? And then you miss the second one. Then what? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it's the better idea in my head is what happens when the Cowboys have a fourth and three at the San Francisco 34-yard line?
It's a no-brainer. You don't even think about it.
I would agree with you. What if it's fourth and six? How far do you want to go on this?
Don't even think about it.
Fourth and six, 49ers, 38-yard line.
If he's not even close on an extra point, I'm not trying anything longer than 45.
Oh, no, I'm like first drive of the game. They go down. It's a third and one at the Niners 32. Bosa sacks Prescott for a five-yard loss. What do you do? Are you trotting him out there from that long?
He gets one. Gets one opportunity.
And then he misses that, and then it's like all bets are off.
Absolutely.
Okay, I think that part is very intriguing.
You treat him like a pitcher coming out there. It's like, hey, you're getting the ball, but if you get in trouble, I'm going to the pen right away. That's it.
Yeah, what's that conversation like?
And also could
like
mess with him mentally, too, but this is a wild discussion.
What do you think McCarthy's... Because they got to talk to the guy this week. They have to. They can't ignore it.
Yeah. I would have worked people out.
All right, football playoffs are in full swing with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. It's your go-to sportsbook for all things football this playoff season. Celebrate this weekend with divisional round parlay insurance. Then extend the fun throughout the rest of the playoffs with their playoffs first TD insurance. Log on to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today to get in on all the action. It's a whole new game. We'll recap some of last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some last night. A massive upset overnight. And what's more important, the defense... he's faced or his overall solid production so far. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Here's the upset Mitch was talking about. Mackenzie McDonald, American, beat Rafael Nadal, Australian Open, 8-1. How about that upset to start the tournament? I believe straight sets, too.
Yeah.
How about that?
Nadal reigning champ, evidently hip injury.
Yeah.
Late night, overnight.
Jesus.
Yeah, for what it's worth, the new show on Netflix, Breakpoint, they're getting more involved in sports.
Uh-huh.
The F1 stuff was so popular. My wife sat down and watched it like in one day, said that Breakpoint is awesome.
Really?
And they have the golf coming up February 15th, which I cannot wait to watch.
Canadians, money line, +210, beat the Jets. Blackhawks, +170, beat Buffalo. Home teams last night in the NHL, 7-1. To the NBA, the Spurs from 6 down to 2, and the total 235 down to 228. They beat the Nets 106-98. It happened again. Denver blew somebody out at home. They've won 14 of 16 overall. They have one home loss since Thanksgiving, and that was by 1 point to Dallas. What did Joker have? 36-14-12 or something?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Crazy again?
Wow. Nuggets going to get the one seed. And that went from, that went like that, from like $4 to 20,000 to win the division in a span of two, three weeks. It's like 11-game lead now. Forget about it. Lightning to score in the first 10, a 17-3 run. Sharks to score in the first 10, 13-2 run in their games. Ducks, first 10, 13-2 run. Goal in the first 10 overall for San Jose, 20-4 run. Third period overs, 13 in a row for Detroit. 33 of 37 for Buffalo in the third period. Thanks to our guys, Ian Duncan and Chris Otto. Watch the show, VSiN.com. Subscribe, be part of the team. As always, you want to see these tweets and videos. Great mix here. We had every demographic. Again, let's go. How did the dog get on the rooftop? The second time in 2 weeks we've had this video. And the neighbors, how did you get up there? The one, apparently last week, the guy climbed up the ladder that was on the side. I don't know how he gets up there, and he's walking around. Explain that. That's scary.
Oh, there you go.
Out the, okay, out the window. He went out the window. I didn't see the window that was open. He was all the way down the other side of the house, and he goes back in. Peekaboo.
Wow.
That is crazy.
You can't leave it open a crack.
No, I know. Slides right in. Excellent. With the screen out, he hops back in. Scary. What is this? This dog has got to be, what, 2 weeks old? The baby bulldog messing with the parent who's sleeping. He's coming up. I'd like to play. A little hungry, huh? This guy is knocked out cold in his bed. Looks comfortable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. Right. I'd fall asleep right now.
Well, give me a bite of your tongue. Huh?
And this guy.
What is that? I want some of that. What is that? What does that dog weigh, seriously, on the left?
4 pounds?
I was going to say 12 ounces. I have no idea.
Look at
him. I can't get a gauge. It's the size of our hand.
Yeah, here he comes. He's scared. That's a great video there, too. And going in fresh, Andrew, our technical producer here on Follow the Money. This happens to him every day. Lets the dog out of the cage and then Air Jordan on him, right? Jumps up. A compilation video. Look at this coming. Hey,
wow,
buddy. How
every
you
time.
Doing? He catches them every time. That is awesome.
There you go.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. All right. Let's
really
open
cool.
it again out of the crate. And he jumps right in. That's what it's all
nice.
About. That's what it's all about. I don't know if he's married, but his wife doesn't do that. I know the dog is.
Oh, can't you mean wait. When he gets home?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Now, that's an ovation. That's a response. That is, I'm glad to see you. How was your day? Hey, buddy, how you doing? Excellent. Lose some. Bucks Raptors under 224 down to 221. Clippers Sixers under 227 down to 224. Clippers have been on a great home under run at home.
Not last night.
Nope, 120 to 110. Wake Clemson under 149 down to 144. That was 87 to 77. And one lose some. We got a couple texts on this. To put it in perspective with this organization, the 2010 Chargers were number one in offense and number one in defense. Missed the playoffs, 9-7. might have been the worst special teams in history. They were eliminated in week 15. Think about that. That's impossible. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book, and Second Chance Bet. Get up to a $500 free bet. Use the code SPORTS at Bet Rivers, and the Brett Maher prop is up. Will he miss an extra point Sunday? Great job, Andrew. That's a good video.
All right, so much talk continuing this week about Brock Purdy. It's got to catch up with him, right? I said this yesterday when the number opened. 49ers 3.5 against the Cowboys. The only reason, in my opinion, why it's that low is because people are expecting Brock, or they're not fully convinced Brock Purdy can be this good like every single week. They're expecting some sort of a drop-off. I said if this was Jimmy Garoppolo, never got hurt, played this well down the stretch, the number would not be 3.5.
They never looked like this with Garoppolo.
And I went back and listened to our conversation with Chris Bennett, who runs the NFL numbers here at Circa. I've had plenty of people tell me that Chris Bennett's the sharpest guy they've ever met.
Yeah.
You ran that scenario by him last week on this show. Hypothetical.
Yeah.
Niners at the Eagles, who's favored? He said with Jalen Hurts currently, like the status, he said, yeah, probably the Niners would be favored on the road. Okay, they're 3.5 now at home to the Cowboys.
Be careful with the do theory, people. Be careful.
And so, you know, the defenses that he's faced so far on the year, right? Yeah, he's played some bad defenses. For example, the Raiders defense is not good. 31st in passing EPA per play and 31st in DVOA advanced metrics. Let's see here. Miami's defense, not great. 26th in EPA, 25th in DVOA. Arizona's defense, not great either. They're ranked 21st overall. But what about Tampa Bay's defense? 8th best adjusted sack rate in football. 12th passing EPA per play. 15th in DVOA. So that's middle of the pack. He was 16 of 21 for a 185 and 2 touchdowns. I'd say that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. They blew out the Buccaneers. The Seahawks pass defense, average. They have a good pass rush. And he was really good against that team again this past weekend. Washington, their top 10 passing EPA per play. They have the 7th best adjusted sack rate and their 13th in DVOA at Football Outsiders. Purdy was 15 of 22 for 234 and 2 touchdowns, 1 INT. So, yeah, some of the defenses have been bad. Some of them have been pretty good against the pass. And this guy has been nailed so far and has passed the test pretty much every single week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to believe in this tweet from Chris Felica, the Bear, who pointed out yesterday on Twitter. First, it was Brock Purdy's first start. Then it was his first road start. Then it was, yeah, but those weren't playoff teams to end the regular season. Then it was his first playoff game. Now it's the Cowboys are the first 10-plus win team that he's faced. Next week it's going to be, yeah, but it's his first playoff road start. Every week right. There's something new and something first with this guy.
He's passed every test.
Yeah, and maybe it's time people stop expecting him to fail and think that he might be a pretty good football player.
Right, good tweet.
And I like the back and forth. Matt Campbell was his head coach at Iowa State. That dude had Brock Purdy and Breece Hall.
Yep.
Breece Hall was turning into the odds-on favorite. He was going to be the odds-on favorite to win the Rookie of the Year at some point if he didn't get hurt. And this dude came in and could win Rookie of the Year.
And Campbell lost 6 games with him.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have to be Superman with the cast that he has, right? Look at the 74-yard touchdown to Samuel, right? It's an embarrassment of riches, but again, they didn't look like that with Garoppolo.
Right.
I mean, how bad they struggled. Remember how bad Garoppolo was in the NFC title game last year? It's terrible.
Yeah. He was awful.
This guy got off to a slow start against Seattle, but then he made the throws, made the plays, and threw. How are you going to criticize someone and do the yeah, but when he throws for 330? We also saw him come from behind against the Raiders in the second half, and he did that. So the offense has been a freight train. They've won 11 in a row, and I don't care what the numbers say. Dallas, the defense has struggled here couple games, and this is the fourth straight road game for the Cowboys.
There you go.
With travel cross-country short week.
Yep, that's big. And I want you to listen to this. This is from Rob Guerrera, who was on with our afternoon show here on VSiN yesterday. He was on with Tim Murray and Sean King. And Tim Murray asked him about, you know, a potential Brock Purdy stink bomb. And he asked him, well, was it maybe last week in the first half against Seattle?
I think that's as close as he's going to get because, like Sean said, the offense around him and the guy calling plays, it's so much. If you look at just the plays on Saturday where the Niners had their starting group of skill players all on the field at the same time, so Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, Juszczyk, there were 17 plays in that game where all of them were on the field at the same time. And the Niners gained over 15 yards per play with that personnel grouping. It's easy for Brock. He's throwing to guys that are open by 5 and 6 yards. I mean, if he can't hit those, I don't care if you're the last pick of the draft or whatever. If you can't hit those, you can't play. And clearly, he can at least hit those, and that might be enough.
It's one of the best stats I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
No hyperbole.
Yes.
17 plays, the main players for the 49ers on the field is 15 yards per play. That's otherworldly. And by the way, enough of the, he was a last pick in the, who cares, by the way? Who cares if he was a 7th round pick or a 4th round pick? Like, what's the big deal? What's the difference? We talk about this every single draft. They're all coin flips anyway. The first round, oh, you got to trade up for Bryce Young. Why? Why would you trade up for him? He's 5'11", 190 pounds. We've done this over and over every single year for as long as I've been alive about quarterbacks. To me, there is no difference between Tom Brady going 199th, Purdy going last overall, and a middle of the 3rd round pick.
Yeah.
No difference at all.
I mean, he's penciling him in for 250 and 2 scores every game. And that was a great answer, though, too, about just use what you have and use the weapons and the great coaching staff.
Yeah, we'll get a midweek market report from VSiN's betting analyst Josh Applebaum coming up next here on Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
If you're looking for an edge this weekend, the experts at VSiN have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Intro offer only $9.99. Recap of the top plays by every host and every guest. Betting splits, deep dive betting reports, the betting guides for the biggest games of the year. Limited time offer, $9.99. Sign up today, VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, here we go. Every Wednesday at this time, Josh Applebaum joins the program. VSiN betting analyst, also the host of 2 different podcasts, Morning Bets and Market Insights, available wherever you listen to your podcast. Josh, good morning. Thanks for the time. We were just talking about this 49ers-Cowboys game and the point spread before you popped on here. Currently at 3.5. I do see 3 different books in Las Vegas currently hanging a 4 on this game. What is your read on the game and the current number?
Yeah, Mitch and Paulie, it's great to be with you. And this one jumps out to me, guys, as take the points here with a contrarian dog with the Dallas Cowboys. So going into it, you know, looking at some of the most lopsided games of the weekend, this is your most public play of the weekend. San Francisco public cannot wait to sweat the San Francisco 49ers once again. They're getting across the market, or especially at DraftKings, 72% of bets. So big public play here on the Niners. It's understandable. They've won 11 straight. It was kind of a tough game first half against Seattle, but then you rolled and covered that number late. Brock Purdy is the new rising star. So this is the big public play here. Just sweat San Fran at a low number. This is also the lowest spread of the weekend of all 4 games. But what's the market doing, guys? You had a lot of books open. You know, San Francisco -4.5, I saw out there, -4. You mentioned it here, Mitch. You know, some books are maybe trending towards 4, but a lot of these books right now are at 3.5. And that's notable to me because the contrarian players, the Dallas Cowboys, only getting 31% of bets, yet the kind of that initial move was down toward the Dallas Cowboys. So that tells me that despite this big majority of bets, popular play, remember, this is a 6:30 game Eastern time on Sunday. It's going to be your most heavily bet game of the weekend, and everybody's taking San Francisco. So the fact that San Fran isn't up to, you know, after an opener of 4, 4.5, whatever you want to call it, they're not up to 5, they're not to 5.5. If anything, the line has stayed where it's at or even fallen here toward Dallas. Look towards some betting systems, guys. If you look at playoff road dogs, 3-1 ATS so far this postseason. They're 33-21 against the spread, 61% the last 5 postseasons. A playoff dog with a line move in your favor, so that would be your 4.5 or 4 down to 3.5 now. Those teams are 17-7 against the spread, 71% the last 5 years. You also look in particular, Dak Prescott played great, obviously, against Tampa Bay on Monday, but 15-12 ATS as a dog in his career, 56%. Even though Shanahan, he's been great as a dog with San Francisco. He's covering the number 60% of the time. But as a favorite, he's just covering 48% of the time. So to me, this jumps out as everyone betting San Fran, yet the lines kind of dipped here a little bit toward Dallas. Also, guys, keep an eye on this total. Everyone's taking the over. They're getting around almost 80% of bets on the over, but the line really hasn't moved. And these are 2 of your top defenses on the year. I'd be looking toward the Dallas Cowboys here. If you can get a 4, I'll grab it. If not, 3.5. But this is kind of my ultimate everyone betting San Fran. Yeah, we've had a line freeze or a reverse line move to Dallas. I'll take the points here with the Cowboys.
You're not concerned about a kicking situation, short week travel, 4th straight road game as well.
No, that is true here, Paul. You bring up a great point. Obviously, you know, Maher really sunk a lot of people who took that over in that Tampa Bay game, you know, missed kicks or a bunch of missed kicks just from both teams. But yeah, you definitely worry about that. You know, he has been pretty reliable. Maybe that was just a bad night for him. But does McCarthy say, hey, does he remember that Bucs game and go for two or go for it instead of kick it? That's something to keep an eye out for. Definitely scares me here, Paulie. But the fact that we've seen this line dip a little bit toward Dallas, maybe the pros aren't as concerned as maybe the public is.
We start the day Saturday. I'm a little bit worried now with Kansas City. They have struggled for years to cover big numbers like this. And the one seeds in this round have had a rough go of it covering point spreads. What do you think of Kansas City, Jacksonville?
No, you're exactly right here. A lot of stats here to bet against Kansas City here, Paulie, as a favorite. If you look at Kansas City just in general and Patrick Mahomes in particular, when Patrick Mahomes is laying points here, he's really not covering very often. You look at in general this year, they're 5-10 ATS as a favorite. They're 2-5 ATS as a home favorite. They're just 3-6 ATS as a favorite of 7 or more. So that's been kind of a tough spot to lay the points in. Look at the last 3 years. This is the stat I was looking for. Mahomes laying 8.5 or more. Yep. He's just 11-18 against the spread, 38%. So that would be your angle here to me to take the points with the Jags. Now, similar to the Cowboys, this is a contrarian dog. You're getting the public here on Kansas City, 14-3. They've been great. Mahomes here is the favorite to win the Super Bowl MVP. He's plus 350. Meanwhile, you look at the Chiefs, they're plus 300. So that's a way to, you know, get 50 cents extra here if you want to look a little bit ahead to the future. Better number on MVP versus winning it all for KC. But if you look at this one, Paulie, to me, it's a reverse line move here toward Jacksonville. You had a lot of books open. Kansas City laying 9.5, laying 9. You're down to 8.5. Now, I did see a couple books this morning just tick up to 9. So if you want to shop around, if you like Jacksonville here, I think you can probably find a 9 out there. But this would match all these dog systems. Playoff dogs, 4-2 ATS this postseason. They're 62% ATS last 5. If you miss the postseason as a playoff dog, a buy low opportunity, 4-1 ATS this year, 33-16 ATS, 67% the last 5 years. So I'll take the points with the Jags, guys. I know it's going to be a big teaser play here to take Kansas City down 8.5 to 2.5. Mm-hmm. But I'd be looking to just take the points here, especially if you can shop around and find a 9. We have seen some over money too. This thing, I just saw one book get up to 52.5, open around 52. So maybe a higher scoring game here. But I got to take the points. Jags only getting 40% and a heavily bet game.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Josh Applebaum is our guest. He's on Twitter at Josh_insights. There was some sharp money on the Eagles earlier this week to move it from 7 back to 7.5. I know our very own Matt Eumanns was pointing that out to people. They're not buying 7.5. They bought the 7 to move it to 7.5. So do you want the dog here? Do you want to maybe tease the Eagles down? What's your approach to this game against the Giants?
So it's funny here, Mitch, you know, we have these four games this weekend and two are really contrarian dogs here, which I really like with the Jags and the Dallas Cowboys. Then we have two dogs who are very popular here, which are trendy dogs. So if you just look at the G-men getting 7.5, how do you not take the points? They look great winning outright, covering against the Vikings. You look at the Eagles, they've been great all year, but tailed off a little bit late. You do have Hurts here with some shoulder issues, even though we had the bye, but it looks obvious. Just take the points here. And we did see some divisional dogs bark with Miami and with Baltimore this past weekend. But to me, this is a cause of concern if you want to take the points with the G-men, because right now the G-men are getting 70% of bets. They are a very, very popular play here. Yet, as Matty Eumanns astutely pointed out, this opened -7 at a lot of shops. Now it's up to -7.5. So if everyone is backing the G-men as a very popular, trendy dog, and again, I like the gross dogs, the ones that the public has no faith in. When you get to the dogs that become very popular, they become trendy. I want to fade those trendy dogs. So I know it's a divisional spot. You do have a lot of reasons to maybe look at the points here with, in particular, Daniel Jones, 17-5 ATS as a road dog. But if everyone's betting the G-men here, why did this line tick up -7 to -7.5 toward the Eagles? It didn't fall to 6.5 or fall toward the Giants. So I think the odds makers, the books, they're taking a position on the Eagles. You have heavy betting Giants, yet lines going to Eagles. That to me would kind of keep me off of taking the points with the G-men. My heart and my eye test tells me, hey, take the points. But I got to stay true to the data, guys. Everyone's betting Giants, yet lines going to Eagles. I'd rather tease down the Eagles than I would take the points with the Giants.
Josh, like 30 seconds here. So then the same thing applies for you to the Bengals-Bills game?
Exactly. Same thing applies here, Mitch. You saw a pretty good move toward Buffalo. They opened as low as -3.5. Now you're up to -5. Seems obvious. Take the points with Burrow. But you're getting 72% of bets here on Cincy, yet line is going to Buffalo. Our buddy Brady Cannon, he actually had this game as a -5.5. in favor of Buffalo. And you have a lot of offensive line issues here for the Bengals. Keep an eye on the under, guys. You know, you open around 50, you're down to 48. You could have 10 to 15 mile per hour wins. Both teams have been under teams. It's going to be a lot going on here with DeMar Hamlin and the last time these teams played. But to me, I love the Jags. I love the Cowboys. They're gross. They're contrarian. I'd be a little wary of taking the points here with the Bengals and the G-Men. They're very popular. I like to bet against those popular dogs.
Get his two podcasts, Morning Bets and Market Insights, wherever you listen to your podcast. Josh, thanks for the time. Best of luck this week.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a great week.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep. You can find these picks with the others mentioned by VSiN hosts and guests on our shows at VSiN.com/picks.
Yeah, the Buffalo game's tough. I mean, you want to say, well, what happened against Baltimore? They shouldn't have won the game. The offensive sure. line issues, Williams with the kneecap situation. Buffalo almost lost to a third-string quarterback and blew a 17-point lead. So,
yeah,
it's a tough. And then, oh, by the way, what happened in the Monday night game in the first quarter?
I'm going to point this out. I do like the Niners in the game, but I'm going to have to bet the Cowboys to win it outright. And if you know, you know what I'm about to say. People can relate to this.
Sure.
I grew up, my older brother, right? He's got me by 7 years. He has been, as long as I can remember, like Tony Dorsett, he's a humongous Cowboys fan. He will be completely insufferable if they win this game.
Emotional hedge?
100% for me.
Don't want to see it.
I do not want to. I can't.
Get him out of your life.
It's worth me losing a bet on the Cowboys money line. It is. Just to have the Niners prevail and win. Because if the Niners lose, Cowboys win, it's my phone will not stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It'll be 7 days of nothing but text messages from him.
They couldn't stop Minshew. They're going to slow down this serious attack, what they have, all these guys coming at you. What do you take away, right? There's so many holes in the boat. I can't cover them all up, right? I got to worry about McCaffrey. Here comes Debo. I throw to Debo. Oh, here comes Ayuk. I'm going to take some shots with Kittle. I mean, he throws for 330. Kittle has two catches.
Of all teams to go out and trade for McCaffrey, of all teams,
yeah,
they did. Like they needed him.
Great move.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll run down the best and worst ATS teams in the NBA and some college hoops as well. It hits 83% of the time when they're at home. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
It's only Wednesday, and there's already over 200 different ways to bet the playoff games, and Bet Rivers has added the Maher prop plus 250. Will he miss an extra point Sunday? It's your go-to book all football things this playoff season. Celebrate with the divisional round parlay insurance. First touchdown insurance as well. Log on to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. It's a whole new game at BetRivers.
All right, we'll look at the best teams in the NBA and college basketball at this point, ATS, and with some totals as well. OKC, the Thunder, Paulie, the number one team in the association covering games so far this year. They're 28-16. They're covering on average by 4.6 points per game.
And this treasure chest of draft picks going back the next come next five-some years and plus.
I know our buddy, VSiN's senior betting analyst in this league, Jonathan Von Tobel, has been pointing out to grab the Thunder 10-1 to make the play-in game. They're down to plus 275.
Yeah.
And I think they could, because of what you just said, why not make a move? They can afford to trade a pick or two to bring in somebody and just to give these younger players some, you know, potential playoff, you know, experience.
Yeah.
The Pacers are 26-19. Celtics, same mark. Kings, 24-18 ATS. And in first place of the Pacific Division. Great story with Sacktown. Bucks are 24-18-3, and the Knicks are 24-19-2. There's your best teams, ATS in the NBA. Your worst teams against the spread. The Mavericks continue to be number one in the NBA. They're 15-28-2. That's it. Heat, 17-25-3, 8 games below 500.
Yikes.
Rockets, 17-25-2. And they're catching a lot of points night in and night out.
Yes.
Point spread, always the great equalizer. Hawks, Hawks, 18-25-1.
Looking right at you, Trae Young. Looking right at you. You're not fun to play with, and this has been a disaster so far.
Yep. Hornets, 18-25-2. The T-Wolves, no surprise here.
No.
19-26 ATS.
Yep.
We move on. Best teams in this league to the over. OKC again. 27-17 on average, going over by 5 points per game. Philly, 27-17. They played an over last night at the Clippers. More on that in a second. Warriors are 26-17-1. Spurs, 26-17-2. Detroit, 27-19-1. And the Jazz are 27-19-1 to the over. And your best under teams in the NBA, the Clippers are 28-18 to the under. They did play an over last night against the Sixers. But now at home, Clippers 20-4, 83% to the under on the year.
And you know why that is? For a big reason why? La La Land. Early starts on the weekends. Opposing team goes out, gets after it. You're still groggy, you wake up. Absolutely. It's like the Atlanta flu in the remember when we had
Miami flu.
Remember when we went to Boston? We asked Kendrick Perkins about the Miami flu.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's undefeated, he said.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going out to the club, especially with an early start, forget about it.
It was the Vegas flu for the first year the Golden Knights were in existence. Nets are 26-17 to the under. Blazers 23-19-2. And then you have the Heat, Cavs, and Suns also on the list.
The menu at DraftKings is so good. You mentioned the two about what the OKC is. To participate in the play-in in the West, Jazz 105, Blazers 105. Suns 105, Clippers even money, Lakers plus 130, OKC 3-1. But everyone's so bunched up, though, with that as well. In the East, Atlanta's $2, the Knicks are $2, then you have the Pacers $2, Miami's even money, Bulls on that list, too, just a plethora of teams, and then you also have to make the playoffs and divisions as well. To make the playoffs, the Knicks are $2, Atlanta's 160, Miami's $4, OKC is 6-1, Sacramento's minus 350.
Minus 350 now to make the playoffs.
Right.
Wow.
Golden State minus 550. Imagine what that was before the season. Toronto, I love the no, minus 240. More on them coming up. I think they're making trades.
Yeah.
And Portland's plus 130. They also have most regular season wins. Boston minus 185. Denver's plus 280. Denver's got, I mentioned this, it was last week, I think I said it, a lot of home games coming up for the Nuggets. But now with the Durant injury, Boston much the best there, I think. And then you also have updated odds to win the divisions. Boston, remember you were making the case for the Nets? Well, that Durant got hurt.
I not only made the case, I bet them plus 550 2 days later,
he
Durant.
Got hurt.
Yeah.
Boston's $9 now.
Yeah.
In the Pacific, that is wild. Did we get a tweet on what the Kings were before the season? You were asking.
There was one person bet them. This is already the season started, I believe, already. I think it was in November when he bet them at 150-1.
Wow. Absolutely. Right now, Golden State's plus 180. Sacramento's 2-1. The Clippers are 4. Phoenix is 5.
Oh, God.
Look at that. They're crazy at DraftKings. What that's lunacy. Milwaukee's minus 220 to win the Central. Cavs plus 170. Don't hold me to this. But I'm going off the top of my head. I was listening to a Windhorse podcast, how things have changed in the NBA and how it's pace and space. I believe Cleveland is number one in defensive efficiency, and I think they're giving up 109. It's 109 points per 100 possessions. Years ago, it would have been 19th.
Oh, that would have been like close to last. Yeah,
yeah.
Not that long ago.
Now think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is astonishing. Denver, as we mentioned, that's gone. Forget it. It's 11-game lead, 10-game lead. Miami minus 230, Atlanta 2-1, and Memphis is minus 750. The Pelicans and it looks like 7-1. It looks like we're going to have a good race in the West for the one seed.
Well, the Grizzlies are a machine. They are burying teams right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of other things, by the way. Warriors are 16-4-1 over on the road. Knicks are 16-6 ATS on the road. Some college basketball here as we get into the best and worst teams in this sport covering spreads. Well, it's a long list. Florida Atlantic is your best team in the country, hitting at 80%. They're 12-3-1 ATS so far.
All right.
Pitt, 13-4-1. How about Nevada, 12-4-2? Cornell, 12-4. Fullerton, 12-4. UTEP and Southern with the same marks, as is SIU Edwardsville on
Hello.
The list. Yep.
It's your team.
There's your worst teams. We had one of the worst teams in college basketball, ATS, playing last night, and they got buried at home. They're on the list. They're number two. Tulsa's 2-14 overall, ATS. But Notre Dame lost at home to Florida State last night. I think they were laying 5. Lost outright. They're 3-15-1 against the spread on the year. Loyola of Chicago, 3-14. Monmouth, 4-14. Northern Kentucky, Texas Southern, 4-13. The teams on, how about San Diego State? 4-10-2 with those high expectations out here in the Mountain West Conference.
Tough place to play as well.
Yeah, right, right. Ooh. But those are your worst teams in college basketball against the spread. Paulie, look at the top of this. UAB is 16-2 to the over on the year. 89%. They're going over by 8 points per game.
Knockout information.
Denver, 15-3 to the over, going over by 8.5 points per game. Look, the list here is very lengthy again. Navy, 14-3 to the over. Toledo, 13-3. Charleston Southern, 12-3, mm-hmm. going over by almost, more than 9 points per game. Stetson's on the list, 11-3-1. San Diego's 14-4. San Diego's going over by 11.8 points per game.
Mm.
This is a 17, 18, 20 game sample size, and these teams are still going over that much.
Yeah.
And your best under teams, you had this earlier in the week, Merrimack,
Hello.
15 straight to the under, 16-2 on the year.
I'm looking, I forgot they played Monday night, but I was so focused on the football game, I forgot to check it. If we can look that up. So
31-20 final score. No, I don't.
How bad it was. It was low scoring in the first half. So that's something to follow, too. Impossible.
62-57 final on Monday.
I imagine that stayed under then if it was 62-57. Wow, that is something.
Nebraska 14-3-1 to the under on the year. That's big. Big Ten basketball.
Yeah.
Can't score points, staying under by 6 points per game. Kent State, 13-3, staying under by 8.8 points per game. Harvard and St. Peter's, 13-4 to the under. Stony Brook, St. Francis, Cal Poly, all 12-4 to the under. And Miss State, 13-5 to the under.
Looks like it went over. It was like,
I've
seen a 117 with that total. So the streak died there. A lot going on. This is great. Good college basketball season. The NBA is wide open. I mean, you can make the case several teams can win the title and who's going to make the playoffs, miss the playoffs, and hockey's been fun too.
I think Matt Eumanns was 3-1 with his college basketball bets yesterday. And Kansas finally lost a close game.
Mm-hmm.
But good showing yesterday on the show again from Matt Eumanns with his picks. Here, time now for your pro tip of the hour from Josh Applebaum. Giants and Bengals are trendy dogs, but the lines have moved against them. New York from 7 to 7.5 with 70% of the bets. Bengals. Now in the 5, 5.5 range with 72% of the bets as well. And you get that every hour for pro subscribers at vsin.com. You get at least 20 every day, and they're available on the website where you can sort them by sport and by show. Go check them out at vsin.com. Up next, our buddy, our good mate, and soccer expert, great bettor on the sport as well, Nigel Seeley on the show. Boy, did he nail the Man City Man U match last week. I can't wait to find out who Nigel loves this week. We'll ask him coming up here and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.